Just so you know, we're on the good side with y'all. We do not want to be sure.
That was Natalie Maines, lead singer of the Dixie Chicks, back in 2003 before a London concert crowd, making a statement that almost ruined their career. In case you didn't quite catch the audio, she said, "Just so you know, we're on the good side with y'all. We do not want this war, this violence, and we're ashamed that the President of the United States is from Texas." And then the boycotts and the CD smashings and the death threats began. But now, 4 years later, the Dixie Chicks are back on top, to some extent at least, sweeping the Grammys earlier this month, getting 5 trophies, including Record, Song, and Album of the Year. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. We will talk about the Dixie Chicks this hour and freedom of political speech and what a difference a few years makes. Talking with the same guest that we did back then when all the furor was going on over the Dixie Chicks comments. And we will also, as a thank you for a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour, offer you the Dixie Chicks' newest CD that won all of those Grammys. With me to talk about how you can get that and how you can support Wisconsin Public Radio at the same time, our executive producer of talk programming, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. That's right. For a pledge of $10 a month or more, $120 for the year, we will give you the Dixie Chicks' latest CD, Taking the Long Way, our way of saying thank you to you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Along with the CD, we will be sending you the member benefit card that gets you 2-for-1 entrees at 255 restaurants around the state, as well as 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events, online shopping discounts. Again, that for a pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. Be our first call this hour. We have a goal of $5,000. The number to call, 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online, get the CD and the member benefit card there. WPR.org.
We do talk about politics and popular culture and everything in between here on the Ideas Network and during these morning hours. And today we're going to be talking about both. And in fact, Cheryl, we're going to be talking with the same guest, Bob Thompson, professor of popular culture and television, who we talk to on a fairly regular basis when these issues come up in the news. He talked to us back in 2003 when all this furor began, and we'll now kind of take a look back at everything and what this means with the Dixie Chicks taking 5 Grammys home earlier this month. We enjoy talking about issues in the news and issues in popular culture, and we hope that you will help support this with a pledge at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
Because we cover everything from politics to pop culture, from living a better life to being more active in your community, call in a pledge now to support what you listen to let Joy know that you appreciate all the work that she does, the great job she does hosting this program, the quality guests that we bring to you. Of course, you're not going to agree with everyone you hear on Joy's program. That's because we bring you differing perspectives, let you make up your own mind. Bob Thompson, a wonderful regular guest. We've talked with him over the years. He comes back from time to time to talk about issues in the news, in pop culture, this hour, pop culture and politics. What is that worth to you? What is that kind of programming, the quality, the diversity worth to you? 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online, WPR.org. And for a pledge of $120 over the year, break it down monthly, $10 a month. We'll send you the latest Dixie Chicks CD, The Long Way, Taking the Long Way, rather, and the member benefit card as well. Thank you so much for your support.
I watched, by the way, in preparation for this program, the Dixie Chicks documentary called Shut Up and Sing. And it really was very interesting to see this entire saga unfold with from the start when they were on this Top of the World tour. They were on the top of the world at that time. They had it was the most popular song out there, number one on the Billboard ratings. It was they were just really hot, and then all of a sudden they do this tour, they made these comments, and all heck breaks loose, and all of the boycotts started on country music stations, and country music fans in particular calling up the country music stations saying, stop playing that CD burnings and smashings that were going on. The president got in on it. Remember, the president said, well, the Dixie Chicks can say what they want, but they shouldn't have their feelings hurt if people don't buy their records. It's interesting, and it'll be interesting to find out what our guest thinks as to whether these 5 Grammys that they received earlier this month is indeed vindication of all of that, or maybe it just is evidence that this war is a lot less popular than it was in 2003. 1-800-383-9772. We welcome your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, your pledge of support, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Remember that a pledge of $10 a month, $120 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio will get you this hour the CD that won all those awards at the Grammys, the Taking the Long Way CD by the Dixie Chicks, and the member benefit card, 1-800-383-9772.
We come to you just a few times a year to ask for your support. Listener support is the most important source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you if you are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, but if you haven't made the pledge now, now is the time. You can pledge online at WPR.org. Or make the call, talk with a friendly volunteer, 800-383-9772. The volunteer will ask you for some personal information that we will keep personal, who you are, your address, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for it. And again, at that $120 a year or more level, pick up the Dixie Chicks' latest CD as well as the member benefit card. And of course, we know you pledge for the wonderful programming that you hear day after day on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Working toward a $5,000 goal this hour, important for us to reach these hourly goals so that we do raise the amount in listener support that we need to pay for the programming that you listen to every day. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge $10 a month or more, and 2 special thank you gifts coming your way this hour, the CD by the Dixie Chicks and the member benefit card, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772, that number to call. Volunteers wanting to talk to you, loving Wisconsin Public Radio as much as you do. What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? Are we worth a dollar a day, maybe $5 a month? There is no minimum, no maximum. The amount's completely up to you. It's on the honor system. You know, Wisconsin Public Radio is here for you, whether you pledge or not. But the reason we're here is because of listener support. Listeners out there, people like yourself who have listened perhaps for a long time to Wisconsin Public Radio and realize what a true gem it is. Wisconsin Public Radio, a unique service here in the state, unique around the nation, and that is worth a pledge of support. Again, it's on the honor system, but we know that you will come through for us as you have in the past. We want to hear from you now this hour. The need is real. We have a goal this hour of $5,000. And the reason that we have that goal is we want to do our part hour by hour to make the goal for the overall drive. Won't you help us to do that? You can do that with your call, your pledge of support to 1-800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org.
Well, yippee, one kind listener has called in a pledge of $120, and that listener is going to get the member benefit card and the CD by the Dixie Chicks, Taking the Long Way. How about you? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks very much, Cheryl. We'll talk to you a little bit later. And we will talk with our guest coming up after this weather break. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. Wednesday after 9, the rise of the Taliban, our guest responds to the suicide bombing at the entrance to the U.S. military base in Afghanistan during a visit by Dick Cheney. After 10, 365 ways to change the world. The themes include community, culture, human rights, discrimination, environment, health, and more.
I've paid
That's a clip from the Song of the Year from this year's Grammys. Not Ready to Make Nice off the Album of the Year, Taking the Long Way by the Dixie Chicks. Natalie Maines, the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks, was expressing how she is not ready to make nice, how she is unapologetic for making the controversial remarks about being ashamed that the President of the United States was from Texas. She did that before the London concert crowd just before the Iraq War began in 2003. Those words resulted in a severe backlash against the Dixie Chicks and their music, including boycotts and CD smashings and country music fans who didn't want country music stations to play the music anymore.
We're going to boycott them for their music, and we're going to boycott you for playing it if you don't stop playing it.
Well, ma'am, that was the last one you're going to hear.
The Chicks' number one hit, Traveling Soldier, quickly fell from the top of the charts.
They had the hottest song in the country. All this stuff started, and it died.
And that was a clip from the Dixie Chicks documentary, Shut Up and Sing. We will talk about the saga of the Dixie Chicks this hour and whether the 5 Grammys that the Chicks picked up earlier this month at the Grammy Awards is vindication. Is it, or was that a political statement by the music industry? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. That's our call-in number for you to join the conversation. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Our guest is the same guest we talked to 4 years ago when the Dixie Chicks backlash was just getting underway. Robert Thompson, a professor of television and popular culture, director of the Bleier Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University. Good morning.
Oh, what a difference 4 years can make.
Yeah, what a difference an unpopular war makes, maybe?
That's right.
Yeah, so what do you make of the 5 Grammy Awards? Was that just the music industry saying, we love you, the Dixie Chicks, making some sort of political statement or what?
Well, I think that had a lot to do with it. We can't conclude anything from Grammy Awards except for what the Grammy Awards reflect, which is the voting by the constituents of the music industry, whom I think have probably been on board with a lot of what the Dixie Chicks have been saying for a long time. However, the fact that we're in now a culture where they can not only win some Grammy Awards, but really sweep the Grammy Awards in some big, record-breaking sorts of ways, shows, how quickly what side of the political fence you're on can change depending on how popular that is. And, this has been true for art and politics for a long, long time. Once upon a time, political leaders used to sponsor artists. The great sculptor and painter Michelangelo, when the Medicis were in charge and popular, he was riding high. When they were kicked out of Florence, he was in more trouble, and back and forth, It's hard to believe. I remember when we talked 4 years ago, we had political leaders at the highest level saying things like the comments made by the Dixie Chicks were, in effect, endangering our soldiers, which was the kind of, hyperbole. My thinking then is if our soldiers are endangered by 3 country singers, we're in really big trouble.
Yeah, and speaking of political leaders getting in on this, we also talked about this when you were on 4 years ago. Listen to President Bush's reaction at the time.
I mean, the Dixie Chicks are free to speak their mind. They can say what they want to say. And just because, they shouldn't have their feelings hurt just because some people don't want to buy their records when they speak out. I mean, freedom is a two-way street.
They shouldn't have their feelings hurt. What a dumb f***. You're a dumb
f***. Oh, that was Natalie Maines reacting to the president's comments. That's from Shut Up and Sing as well. The president was saying, they shouldn't have their feelings hurt if people decide not to buy their albums. Freedom of speech is a two-way street. What about that?
Well, I have to say that particular comment, isolated, may not be one of the great moments in American political rhetoric, but certainly a sound enough point. I mean, art and politics and free speech and democracy and all the rest of it, no one said was going to be pretty, and it's true. The process of they certainly had the right to say what they said and do what they did, and all those people who called called up radio stations and said, quit playing these, certainly had that that right as well. And I think there are times in which we would be perfectly comfortable with that. Let's say some new country group comes out with a song called Down with Diversity or Immigrants Go Home or something like that. There would be a big outcry among a different constituency not to play that stuff, and that's exactly the system running as it should. If, in fact, we had situations where the state was censoring what they were doing, if public libraries were refusing to carry these CDs, or if you had government operations having book burnings, which has happened before, the great bonfire of the vanities of the 16th century, that would be a different situation. But this really did play out in a way that the system is kind of designed to let it play out. And as we see, what seems like a bad idea to many people 4 years ago now seems like a pretty good idea.
But let me ask you, Robert Thompson, if the Dixie Chicks really are now on top or vindicated in that, I was looking at some pieces here that say that they're still not getting a lot of play on radio, and so they're not exactly, they're not sky high like where they were before they made these comments.
Right. This certainly kind of positioned them, and there was a while there that they really took an enormous hit for this. And I think there's a lot of radio stations are still very wary of going back into this territory because, let's face it, a lot of their listeners have not come on board. This was those Grammys, this vindication that people keep talking about, was given by the members of the music industry. It wasn't given by the National Association of Listeners to Country Music Stations, which might have been a very different one. Clearly, the Dixie Chicks are positioned in the culture now in a much more secure place than they were when these comments are still made. But I think there's still some worry about some of these stations as to going back into these waters again.
Yeah, let's listen to Natalie Maines accepting one of her Grammy Awards, or the Dixie Chicks Grammy Awards. She wasn't ready to make nice there either. Hold on.
That's interesting. Well, to quote the great Simpsons, just kidding.
So, is that going to put her back in the hearts of the country music fans?
Well, no. I mean, I think those people who still don't like the Dixie Chicks winning these awards or anything they do isn't going to change their mind. And the kind of, that sort of almost arrogance that now plays is certainly not going to make them like them any better. You could hear, though, that the audience mm-hmm. was really going for that.
Yeah. Let me bring in a caller, Jim in New Berlin. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I just think it's pretty transparent that the Grammy Awards are a promotional tool. I mean, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, no one's talking about their music. It's really not that good. And I think people are starting to see through that. To get five awards in one night, I think most people with a little bit of common sense say, come on, give me a break. They're not even selling out their concerts or canceling their concerts. Their music isn't really that different or that special. Their other album was better. I mean, it's just ridiculous, and I think people can see right through that.
Bob Thompson?
Well, there's a number of things that I think are kind of transparent here as well, and one that nobody is talking all that much about is that the interesting way in which politics and anti-war feelings and everything are being expressed now as they were, let's say, back in the Vietnam era. It's striking to me that one of the biggest controversies of this period, the Dixie Chicks controversy, is very different than what we saw in, let's say, the singer-songwriters and the folk songs and the blowing in the wind and all that kind of stuff back in the 1960s and early 1970s. Even this this song, Not Ready to Make Nice, is not about the war. It's not about the nation and a vision for it. It's about the Dixie Chicks. It's about how they were done wrong and they're not ready to come to apologize, and they're going to come out fighting. In this age of obsessive celebrity, it's interesting how one of the most controversial subjects of the anti-war movement is all about a musical group and how they've been done wrong by the forces that want to keep them from speaking. Not Ready to Make Nice is really all about me being the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah. Let me talk a little bit more about the Dixie Chicks, and as we check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, we will continue talking with Bob Thompson, professor of television and popular culture at Syracuse University, coming up after the news. But I want to take a moment to remind you that we could use your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, a pledge of $10 a month or more, and we will send you, if you'd like it, the CD, Taking the Long Way by the Dixie Chicks, 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge on the web at WPR.org. That $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio will also entitle you to the member benefit card that's good for two-for-one entrees at more than 255 restaurants across the state of Wisconsin.
I've paid a price.
This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Wednesday, February the 28th. And we're talking about the Dixie Chicks this hour, the Dixie Chicks and politics and freedom of speech and their big win at the Grammy Awards earlier this month, where they received the Grammy for Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group, the Record of the Year, the Song of the Year, the Album of the Year. These awards being bestowed on the Dixie Chicks following a boycott and a backlash and CD smashings and a real dive in their career and concert sales after Natalie Maines, the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks, made a very controversial statement in London, England before a concert there. She said, and Natalie Maines, a Texan, said, "We're ashamed the President of the United States is from Texas." And then that all heck broke loose after that. So we're talking with Bob Thompson, a professor of television and popular culture, director of the Bleier Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University, about this backlash and comeback of the Dixie Chicks following the Grammy Awards earlier this month. Here's what was said, though, on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News right after the Grammy Awards. It was one commentator saying that he thought that this was entirely a political decision.
When you look at the competition and you look at the fact that they swept the most prestigious awards, it's clear that the motivation here was not musical, it was political.
All right, but it was a good album. I mean, almost every music critic said it had a diversity of song, and they put it together well. I heard them at the Time magazine party, and I thought the songs were good. I actually told them they were good. So maybe it wasn't a coincidence. This has happened before.
And Bob Thompson, Bill O'Reilly there was kind of changing his tune. He was really outraged when the Dixie Chicks first made the comments.
Yeah, well, you know, he knows which way the wind is blowing as well. And I think he's right. It is a it's a good album. And I think anybody, any of those experts on his show that were judging the merits of that of that album were highly unqualified to do that. So what I find interesting, and I think a great exercise would be for everybody to make their pledge, get this album, and then listen to it. And what's so interesting is how the Dixie Chicks found themselves, the Dixie Chicks and Bill Maher, as kind of the two people mm-hmm. that sort of represented the unpopularity and what happens when you've got total cultural consensus, what happens to people who speak out against it. And it was frightening what happened to both the Dixie Chicks and Bill Maher, and was not a great chapter in American history. What's interesting, though, as you listen to that album, I compare it to another cause celeb. Remember Pete Seeger's, Knee Deep in the Big Muddy, I think.
Okay.
The one that CBS refused to let him perform on the Smothers Brothers and caused a big Dixie Chicks-like thing. That was really an anti-war, ideologically based song, which really had some substance about that. When we compare that kind of, cause celeb surrounding that song to the cause celeb that surrounds the Dixie Chicks, we see how things have really, really changed. This is a different set of rules of engagement in the culture war of protest. I think that would change if we had a draft. I think it would change depending on what ends up happening. But what an odd situation that of all people, the Dixie Chicks and their oeuvre of their body of work would be the thing that would become the kind of central cultural issue against the war and the policies of the president. Very, very strange.
By the way, and I couldn't find it when I played the clip, but Jim Hershen, who is author of Tales from the Left Coast, is also a member of the National Academy of Arts and Recording Science. He is the commentator on the O'Reilly Factor, who said, you know, that the Grammy, the music industry was just making a political statement with the awards for the Dixie Chicks. Tales from the Left Coast apparently is that all, you know, Hollywood and the entertainment industry is all liberal, right?
Right, with Arnold Schwarzenegger leading the leading the group.
Let me go to calls. Cara in Stevens Point, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment that even though the Dixie Chicks may have lost many of their conservative country music fans, they gained so many fans through their music that normally listen to other genres of music. I know in college, my girlfriends and I used to love the Dixie Chicks and play them in our dorm room, and none of us listened to country music, but we listened to the Dixie Chicks. So maybe for what they lost in country music fans, they gained fans from other persuasions that normally wouldn't have listened, you know, to their music, and that they have a little different style. It's not your typical country sound, and so I think they appeal to more than just the country music, stereotypical country music listener, and I think that they have a broader appeal, and so maybe part of that, you know, winning the Grammy, you know, wasn't just from the country music listeners, but from people from all over that normally don't listen to country music.
Bob Thompson?
Yeah, that's a good point, and they've also collected a constituency. One of the Dixie Chicks, I forget who it was, actually went on record saying that we're no longer interested in simply being part of the, you know, iPod rotation with people that are listening to Reba McEntire and Toby Keith and whomever, that we want a more rabid fan base who really, you know, believe in what we're doing and what we're saying and all the rest of it. And I think that is true. They may have lost some of their appeal among people who simply listen to the type of music that they've been slotted into, but they have expanded their fan base in places that normally would not have listened to that same type of music, and I think that's probably the base that they're going to try to build upon.
Thanks, Cara. Anne in Madison is with us now. Hi, Anne.
Hi, well, I'm no musician, but I heard a whole program of the Dixie Chicks about, maybe 3 weeks ago, a month ago, and I think they're superb musicians. You know, they're very versatile on all the strings. They're great singers. They've got great presence, and I think it was in part a political decision, but I'm happy about that because we've got congressmen who are so cravenly, you know, timid, and so political themselves that they would try to destroy, you know, a popular singing group. And it reminds me kind of when Oprah Winfrey, you know, who's definitely a cult figure and she's got enough money not to worry, was sued by the American Cattlemen's Association because she suggested that hamburgers were not good for your health. And
yeah, that's right. When during the E. coli, I think she shuddered at eating another hamburger. Bob Thompson, want to talk about that?
Oprah Winfrey,
yeah,
against the hamburger
industry?
The
comparison that our guest is making, or our caller's
making.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's just another example of when any cultural figure, whether it be a singer or someone like Oprah Winfrey, says something that somebody doesn't agree with, the idea is not to engage them in a dialogue. The idea is usually to boycott or to sue or to shut them up in any way possible. That isn't a utopian way to deal with things, but it's sure nothing new.
The Dixie Chicks are braver than our senators and U.S. representatives.
Well, I mean, again, we have to be really careful about this. I mean, the Dixie Chicks kind of stumbled into this position of representing free speech and all that other stuff that was written on their naked bodies and the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Oh,
I think we might be overstating the fact of turning these people into kind of cultural heroes of unpopular opinions. However, that isn't to say that they weren't important, because they did become representatives of that. And if we followed the story of the Dixie Chicks, we learned a lot about some of the pathologies of public discourse and in this country. And for that, they became kind of accidental symbols.
And David in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Your guest just hit on what I was thinking, and that is the Dixie Chicks really did stumble into this. The people who really are out there singing and writing and marching against the war can't get played, and they haven't been played for 30-some years. Phil Oakes, people like that, were blacklisted back in the 60s. But even nowadays, if you even try to hear a Peter, Paul, and Mary or something on any AM station, the oldie stations, it's not played.
Bob Thompson?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it is the fact that what they said that started this whole thing, we're ashamed that the president is from Texas, that was neither an anti-war statement, it was not a statement of any kind of substance whatsoever. It wasn't like they laid out a list of issues. It was kind of a comment that was thrown out that became the nucleus of this entire whirlwind, and we kind of let that statement represent all the things that weren't being done by journalists who were laying down on the job in that lead up to the war, the things that people were too afraid to say for fear that they would get painted by the same brush that the Dixie Chicks and Bill Maher and the rest of them did. So that one statement comes to represent something so much more than it really was. There's not a lot in that statement to sink your teeth into one way or the other.
Well, and we'll leave it there for now. Thank you, Bob Thompson, for joining us again to talk about the Dixie Chicks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, Bob Thompson, professor of television and popular culture, director of the Bleier Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And that's the Dixie Chicks, Taken the Long Way. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Cheryl Gasser, and we are hoping you will take the short way to the telephone right now. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call. You're probably not too far from a telephone. Whether you're at home or at work, in your car, certainly if you're in your car, pull over to the side of the road to make that call. Be safe. But you can also pledge online if you are in the office or have a computer at home that's easy to get to. WPR.org is the website, and we are looking to hear from as many of you as we can this hour. We have a goal of $5,000. We're right around the $1,500 mark. Still 12 minutes left to go in the hour. We can do it with your help.
That's right. And for a pledge of $120 for the next 12 minutes or so, a special thank you gift at that level, the Taking the Long Way CD, the award-winning, Grammy Award-winning CD by the Dixie Chicks. $120 pledge, 1-800-383-9772.
Taking the Long Way was the first studio album that the Dixie Chicks released since their controversy in 2003. A lot of fans waited a long time for this album, and we will be happy to send it your way for a pledge of $10 or more a month. And also along with that, same amount pledge, we will send you the member benefit card. This card saves you money, gets you 2-for-1 entrees at 255 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin. two-for-one admission to museums and symphonies, theaters, festivals, botanical gardens, again, all around the state of Wisconsin. Pick that up along with the Dixie Chicks' new CD for a pledge of $120 a year or more. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org.
Again, this CD, they still call it, best album in the Grammys. They don't call it the best CD at the Grammys, but anyway, the best country album of the year, this one. It won best country performance by a duo or group. It won record of the year, song of the year, and album of the year. That's Taking the Long Way by the Dixie Chicks. And we were talking with our guest this hour about this long way that the Dixie Chicks took from 2003 when they made the controversial statement that they were ashamed the President of the United States is from Texas, and then were boycotted and lost concert ticket sales, and people smashed their CDs, and country music stations boycotted them. Their career took a huge nosedive, and then they're back on top. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Make a pledge of any amount to support Wisconsin Public Radio and to support these discussions that you hear every morning on the Ideas Network. Make that $10 a month or more pledge if you'd like the CD by the Dixie Chicks, Taking the Long Way, and the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772.
We talk about popular culture, politics, education, and the economy. We usually talk about hard-hitting issues, but sometimes we like to lighten up and have some fun. It's a real mix here on Joy's show each weekday morning from 6 to 9 because you listen to Joy on a regular basis, because she is part of your morning, because you are educated, entertained, enlightened. For all that you learn here on Wisconsin Public Radio and on Joy's program, make a pledge of support. Be as generous as you can. Any amount welcome. 1-800-383-9772. WPR.org is a safe and secure way to pledge as well. And we're hoping to raise $5,000 this hour in this 7 o'clock hour to stay on track for the overall drive.
Let me thank a number of folks who have called in so far this hour. John and Judy in Appleton, thank you for your pledge. John and Judy say this is the best source of news talk that is available anywhere. Thank you very much, John and Judy. Dave and Trina in Delavan say that they listen every morning on their drive to work. They love all of the news and information. Thank you, David and Trina. Scott and Sue and McFarland, thank you for providing truly fair and balanced reporting and programming. So some of the reasons why those listeners contributed to Wisconsin Public Radio. How about you? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We've talked with Bob Thompson over the years about a variety of issues, how television shaped the baby boom generation, the media's role in the election, increasing broadcast indecency fines, and the list goes on and on. He is one of Joy's many regular top-notch guest. He's an expert in his field. He is in demand, and we bring him to you here on a regular basis on Wisconsin Public Radio. What is that worth to you? Not only do you get to hear what he has to say about the issue, you get to call in, talk to him, challenge him if you like, agree with him. You get to hear from what your neighbors think about the issues. What is that worth to you? Wisconsin Public Radio, such a unique service. Please put an amount on it, whether it's a dollar a day, $5 a month. Again, at the $10 a month level, we'll be sending you the Dixie Chicks' new CD, Taking the Long Way, as well as the member benefit card, 1-800-383-9772.
And I hope you will call 1-800-383-9772 and make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio and all of the programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio and get the CD from the Dixie Chicks this hour, Taking the Long Way, for a pledge of $10 a month or more. The $120 pledge gets you the CD and the member benefit card. That CD contains that song that you just heard, a clip of the song, I Hope.
1-800-383-9772. Let your pledge be the next. You can call that phone number or pledge online at WPR.org. Absolutely any amount is welcome. $120 is right around the average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. And as Joy mentioned, if you would like it, we will be sending you the Dixie Chicks' latest CD, Taking the Long Way, along with a member benefit card, getting you two-for-one entrees at restaurants around the state, admission to arts and cultural events, discounts on online shopping, and of course, you are pledging for the quality programming that you hear each weekday morning on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. WPR.org. If you're already a member, thank you so much. Just 5 minutes left this hour, though, if you want to pick up the Dixie Chicks' latest CD at the $10 a month or more level.
Lots of calls from lots of listeners this hour thanking Wisconsin Public Radio for providing the information that's important to their lives. Pat in Oregon calling in a pledge saying that, I think Wisconsin Public Radio is wonderful in bringing both sides of an issue to light. I listen all the time. Thank you, Pat. James and Judith in Janesville making a contribution this morning saying that Wisconsin Public Radio gives them so much information. One of them is a teacher of a high school social studies course. She doesn't think that she could vote without Wisconsin Public Radio helping her understand the issues and the candidates. Well, thank you so much to James and Judith for calling in a pledge. Now we are asking you if you will help pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio. You value the programming. You're a listener now. Please become a supporter. 1-800-383-9772.
Pledge online at WPR.org. It takes just a few quick minutes. You're on your way, having done your part to keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. It also takes just 3 or 4 minutes to make that phone call. Talk with a friendly volunteer. Tell them who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, how you'd like to pay for it. A check, a credit card. We can send you a bill in the mail. Set up electronic funds transfer. The options are quick and easy. The volunteer can walk you through those. But the important thing is to go online and fill out that form or make a phone call. Talk to a volunteer at 1-800-383-9772.
Cheryl, we have just over $2,500 raised toward that $5,000 goal. Halfway there, only a couple of minutes left, though, in the hour. Can we do it?
You can do it. You can do it. You can make that call. We are taking the long way toward this goal, but we want to hear from you in the next few minutes. We're over halfway there now, almost at the $3,000 mark. Your call will make a difference. Your call could put us over the top. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. Just a couple of minutes left in this hour for you to not only support Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge, but to pick up the special thank you this hour, which is the new award-winning, 5-time Grammy Award-winning album from the Dixie Chicks, Taking the Long Way, for a pledge of $10 a month or more, $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio in these next few minutes, and you will get the CD by the Dixie Chicks and the member benefit card, and you'll help us reach that $5,000 goal. 1-800-383-9772.
It's great to hear those phones ring, those keyboards clicking. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. Help us to reach our goal. Your call could be the one that makes the difference. Your call will make a difference, whatever the level, be as generous as you can. But again, at that $10 a month or more level, the latest Dixie Chick CD and the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772.
And remember, that member benefit card will pay for itself. You'll get two-for-one entrees and all sorts of two-for-one admissions, and it will, if you use it, end up paying for itself. Thank you very much, Cheryl. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.